Hi, I'm Dave. I'm a food addict. My story. I've been in program now for a little over 6 years. I came in February of 99. I weighed 400 pounds. And I was 38 and a half years old, having tried everything. Everything up to that point that I knew of, anyway. My story starts when I was about 4 years old. As far as I know, when I looked at my pictures, and I started digging up my pictures when I first came into OA, and I started looking through all these pictures, I was talking to my mother, and I said, "Man, I didn't start getting fat till I was like, you know, like 7, 8 years old." She goes, "No, no, you started when you were real young." And I started looking at them, and my earliest memories of being fat, of feeling different from everybody else. I have pictures of myself when I'm about 2 or 3 years old, where I have this, you know, this smile on my face. It's like Christmas time or something. I have this real smile on my face. And I don't remember ever feeling that way. And ever feeling, you know, that carefree was just like an honest-to-goodness smile. I didn't worry about anything. Like, life was wonderful. I don't remember ever feeling like that. My memories are just, like, always feeling different from everybody else, you know, because of the weight and the way I ate and everything else. That's not to say I was just a miserable person, but down deep, I always had that feeling. And, you know, I can remember, you know, like little things, like walking to kindergarten with my friend down the street, who's my best friend, and you know, him talking about my weight, you know. Being in school, you know, in kindergarten, or even first, second grade, and just feeling different because of my weight. The things, you know, the things I learned how to do at an early age, how to open the refrigerator very, very quietly. Because if I didn't, you know, from down the hall, I'd hear, you know, "David, what are you doing?" You know, so you added that as you're opening the refrigerator, go, you know, and pull the refrigerator open. Learn where all the creaks were on the floor and on the hall and everything, and try to miss them. You know, like crazy stuff. Stuff that, you know, when it seemed normal that I did that I lived like that. And when I look back now, it's like, man, that's crazy. You know, trying to go to the refrigerator like in stealth mode, you know, like, but I did all that, and just never feeling comfortable with myself, always feeling different, not knowing why, and never going on a diet. You know, I've heard stories where people said, you know, they were going to Weight Watchers at 10 years old, or, you know, went to the, you know, the fat kids farm at 8 years old. I never did any of that. I never even tried to lose weight. I just knew I was different, and I didn't know why. I knew I was heavy, but I didn't know what. And I was painfully shy as a kid. So shy that I'd, you know, I like going into a public area, I'd hide behind my mother's legs. You know, just like I said, painfully shy and. At one point, I don't know, at some point in my life, I broke out of that shyness, but I broke out of it by you know, the eating and the drinking and everything else, and being loud and boisterous and obnoxious. But, you know, as I realized my weight was a problem getting older, I used that, I think I blamed that for a lot of things, you know, like, you know, being in gym class in junior high, you know, I couldn't physically do a lot of the things, and you know, I always just thought it was my weight. And it was, you know, there'd be the sadistic gym teacher that would take the fat kids and, you know, they'd break, like have a basketball game, you know, and they'd break them up the skins and shirts, you know, and they'd put the fat kids on the skins knowing that, you know, I wouldn't take my shirt off for anything. You know, I'd go down to the beach, I'd leave my shirt on because I was afraid of the sun. It was because I had breasts, that's why, you know, until I went to an indoor pool. And then I'd be like, "Why are you leaving your shirt on?" You know, because of the sun, you know, the same excuse. But I just didn't want to take it off. You know, in gym class, when as you're getting older in junior high and high school, you have to take showers. You know, I didn't want to take my clothes off and take a shower and, you know, making all the excuses. Everything, you know, was around the weight. You know, you know, you had to take that extra time to think up excuses not to do things or how to get around doing things. And, but I never tried to lose the weight. I just kind of lived with it and felt different, felt odd. When I was a senior in high school, I was about 265 pounds, and that's the first time I lost weight. I did it on my own. I just, you know, I really was strict with this thing. I got down to 176 pounds. And I thought I was the cat's meow. I mean, you know, and I didn't realize this till later on in life when people told me how cocky and obnoxious I was about losing the weight. And I got down to that weight for probably like 3 minutes, because when I hit that weight on the scale, it wasn't a goal. I mean, I would have liked to have kept going. I mean, I didn't know what my goal was. I didn't have a goal. But as soon as I graduated high school, and then I started going out and drinking and eating and, you know, being with everybody, you know, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, you're going out to the bars and you're going out and you're eating and just, you know, the weight started coming back on. And part of me was like, well, I can do it. I know I did it once. I can do it again. But then there was a part of me that was like, you know, I just felt defeated. Am I ever going to get this? You know, I just kept trying and trying and trying. So from the time I was graduated high school, so from the time I was like 17, 18 years old till I was like 26, I went to Weight Watchers. I tried taking, you know, pills. I tried many different diets, you know. I tell this all the time. I even tried, you know, people told me to take speed, and I did. And I tried taking speed, but that only made me eat faster. You know, it was just everything. I mean, I just, you know, I can joke about it, but it was kind of the truth. None of that stuff really worked for me, you know. So when I tried all that stuff, and when I was 26, I went on this another, like, you know, got on this zone again. You know, I was like, all right, I'm going to do this. And I have no idea what I weighed, but I was a 56-inch waist, and I got down to a 38-inch waist. Like I said, I have no idea how much weight I lost, but I got down to about 222 pounds. I know that. And that's when I met my wife. Now, again, I didn't have any goal that I was reaching. I just wanted to, you know, just trying to lose weight. Got down to 222, met my wife, and then when I met my wife, I stopped, you know, I stopped going to the gym, and I stopped walking, and I stopped golfing, because I was wanting to, you know, spend time with my wife. You know, at 56-inch waist, there wasn't too many dates I was going on, you know, so I finally, you know, I finally met this girl who was going, hanging out all the time, going out every night. I started eating, I started, you know, drinking, and I started doing the things I hadn't been doing for a year. And then I remember the day that it really hit me. She invited me over to her parents' house to have dinner, and it was going to be later than I normally would eat. So I ate dinner at my house, and then went over to her house and ate. And I can remember that day as plain as, I didn't even remember what we ate and everything. It was like, that's it, you know, I just screwed up, I'm on my way. And I was, you know, we got married about a year and a half later. I was already packing the pounds on. That was 1988, we got married. 1990, my daughter was born, December of 90. And I have pictures of that, you know, I was up to over 350 pounds. You know, just so big that they weren't going to even let me be in the delivery room because I didn't have a gown to wear, you know, to be sterile, I guess, for the sterile environment and all that. But they let me stay. And the funny thing is I smoked cigarettes. When my wife got pregnant, I was smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. When she got pregnant, I threw them away, and I never smoked another cigarette again. And I started thinking, man, I can quit smoking cigarettes, because you don't need cigarettes to live, so I could just put them down. I don't need cigarettes. Well, I wish I could do that with the food, you know. If I just didn't have to eat, you know, and I even tried doing that, like avoid eating as long as I could in the day, because I knew once I put that first bite in my mouth, I'd be off to the races. Same thing like if I was smoking, you know, once I put the first cigarette in my mouth, I'd be smoking, you know, 2 packs a day again. So I had that in my mind that if I could just not, you know, if I could just not not eat. And then my son was born in 92, and that was another great experience in my life. You know, seeing my kids being born was, you know, the greatest. But I just, you know, that weight thing, man, was just on my mind. You know, I tried, you know, again, I tried going to nutritionists and dietitians you know, tried exercise and joining gyms and just everything, and nothing would work. You know, the kids were born. I bought a double stroller, and I was pushing the kids all around town. Everybody knew me because they saw the fat guy pushing the double stroller and, you know, the incredible shrinking man. And, you know, I got to a certain size. You know, I got down a little bit, but that didn't last long. And then I went on another diet where I was like, you know, wasn't eating any fats. I was making sure I watched all the calories and all that stuff. And, you know, I knew all the carbohydrates and the fat grams and, you know, all the stuff that you think, you know, you need to know. But my father died in 93, and I had already fallen off this food wagon. You know, I started eating again just before he died. You know, he died suddenly of a heart attack, but it was kind of like my license to eat. So he was gone, and it was like, I don't have to hide it anymore. So I started eating openly again, and, you know, the weight just flew back on. Again, just always feeling different. And the thing that was happening to me was, And I didn't really, like, realize this. I didn't acknowledge this before I came in OA. I didn't look at, like, the psychobabble end of, you know, like, I didn't, like, psychoanalyze myself and everything. But I'd be working and, you know, I'd be talking to coworkers or whatever, you know, people, and they'd say, you know, if you lost weight, you'd feel better, you know. And it's like, hey, thanks for that advice, you know. Like, I didn't know that, you know. Did you ever try to lose weight? And it's like, no, you know, only 4,000 times, you know. I tried everything. I started to think I was a real loser. And if you knew me, you wouldn't think that. Because I've told people that story now that knew me back then. And they said, no, you didn't. But I did. I was loud. I was boisterous. I loved to laugh. People loved to hang around with me. I mean, I used to have the best times, best parties, best booze, best food. I was even at a wedding one time. And I kind of took over for the band. I was up on the stage entertaining, and I was having so much fun. I was drunk and everything else, but I was having so much fun that there were people at the wedding invited me to their wedding just to entertain, you know? I mean, it was just, you know, that's what I was like. But I was miserable because when the party was over, I was still fat, and I couldn't get it, you know, get rid of it. And I started to think I was a real loser because people made it sound like, you know, if you lost weight, you'd be feel better. You know, why don't you lose weight? And I'd be like, why don't I lose weight? I joined gyms. I couldn't do it. I'd see ads on TV for the gyms and for diets. And, you know, you'd be in stores and see magazines. And I'm like, in my mind, I thought everybody in the world could lose weight but me because everybody made it sound so simple. So I started to think I must be a real loser because, you know, I'd try Weight Watchers. You know, I know you count points or do this or do that. I couldn't do it. I don't, you know, why couldn't I do it? It's so simple, you know, I couldn't do it. I just tried everything and I just got to the point, like I said, I felt like a loser and I was deep down miserable. Then in 96, 97, I heard about Fen-Phen and I started taking Fen-Phen and I really thought this was the miracle drug. Again, I had no idea what I weighed. I went to the doctor's office, they put me on the scale and it said greater than, you know, the scale stopped at 350, so the nurse would put on the chart greater than 350. I went to the doctor every week, then every 2 weeks and once a month, you know, getting my blood work done, my blood pressure and all that stuff. And after a few months, I finally got on the scale. It was a Friday night, and I got on the scale. It was the last one in the office, and it said 349 pounds. And you would have thought I hit the lottery. I mean, I thought that was the best. And I went home. I was so excited. You know, I told my wife, yeah, I'm 349, and I just, you know. And but what happened was I was getting very rageful. And the doctor put me on an antidepressant to go along with the Fen-Phen. An antidepressant was caused a tendency to crave sweets. And, you know, so it was like, you know, taking one and the other, and they were battling each other in my head. And it just wasn't working anymore, and I stopped taking it. And when I stopped taking the Fen-Phen, man, the floodgates opened up, and I ate and I ate and I ate. You know, it was like I could have put a revolving door in my refrigerator. I mean, I just, you know, it was just constant, you know, the cabinets. I mean, just, I was, oh. And then I put the weight on. You know, I heard someone use this term, eating with reckless abandon. And that's what I did. I ate with reckless abandon. I just ate and I ate and I ate. And along with that, I was getting heartburn at night, acid reflux, and I couldn't even sleep lying down. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, and I'd have, like, the stomach acids, like, coming out through my nose. And I'd have to, you know, I'd get up, and I'd almost, like, vomiting, and my head was burning. And I'd end up sleeping, sitting up in a chair. One night it was so bad, I thought I was having a heart attack. I took myself to the emergency room, and all it was, you know, the heartburn, which, you know, I didn't realize what it was then. My back hurt, my knees hurt, my feet, my hips, everything. I was taking Motrin, you know, ibuprofen by the handful, 800 milligrams at a whack. I was taking the antidepressants. I was taking Rolaids, Tums, you know, all these antacids. And just like, I wasn't like, you know, spreading them out throughout the day. I just like put a bunch of everything in my hand and just like, you know, eat them in the morning, you know, and then in the afternoon and then at night, whatever I needed them. And with all these aches and pains and physical ailments and everything else, you'd think I'd, you know, it would make me lose the weight, but it didn't. It just, you know, it didn't. I just still ate and I ate and I ate. And, you know, it was just getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, I remember one night, one afternoon, my kids asked me to go out and play street hockey with them on the street. I went out. I think I took two shots with the hockey stick, and then I sat on my car. I just couldn't even, you know, I couldn't move. 400 pounds. You know, I got up to 400 pounds of 60-inch waist. Well, It was the winter of 98, like November, December of 98, and I knew a guy that had his stomach stapled, you know, that had that surgery, and I thought that was my, that was it, you know, that was going to be my secret, that was going to be my my cure. And I called him up, and fortunately he wasn't there when I called. And he did call back, but I wasn't home, fortunately, and my wife took the message. In the meantime, I placed a phone call to OA. They sent me a meeting list. I had it in my drawer. Like I said, this is maybe November, December, maybe even October. I don't know. Come February of 99, I looked at that meeting list, and there was a meeting right down the street from my house, and I went down to it. Now, a little bit about this was, I was born and raised a Catholic, but I left the church. I didn't believe in God. I wanted nothing to do with it. And I walk into this first meeting, and they're saying the Serenity Prayer, and nobody was fat. And I walked in, and I'm like, oh, what am I doing here? This is crazy. But I stayed. I don't know what made me stay, you know, but I stayed. And here I am, 400 pounds, and there's a, they had a break at this meeting. And at this break, at the break, a woman came up to me and gave me a hug, you know, welcomed me and introduced herself and gave me a hug. And the way my mind works is that at 400 pounds, I'm thinking, hey, maybe I don't have to lose this weight. This girl's giving me a hug. And that would have been enough to make me leave and go back and get something to eat, you know. But I stayed. I don't know why I stayed. And a couple of guys come up to me and hand me a newcomer's packet. And they introduced themselves. And they said, go to 6 different meetings. Don't just go to this one. I left that meeting that night. I don't remember how I felt. But I do remember I got something to eat and went home with it. And my wife says, hey, so how was it? And I said, good. And I sat there eating in front of her. And, you know, she just probably figured it was another, you know, another gimmick, whatever, another thing I'm trying. That was a Friday night. No, I think it was February 5th, 1999. I didn't go Saturday. And then from Sunday to Sunday of the following week, I went to a meeting every single night. And I started hearing the things that I never heard before, things that people talked about, you know, about eating whole bags and whole boxes and lying about what they ate and hiding what they ate. And I'm sitting there going, wow, I do all that. And I did it so much that I thought it was normal until you heard another person say it. And I'm like, that's really sick stuff. And but it felt good because I wouldn't sit there like, you know, like playing golf with a friend and going, hey, pass me my 3-iron. By the way, did you ever eat a whole box of crackers and then hide it under your bed so your wife didn't find it? You know, it's like, it's just stuff like that wasn't talked about, you know? And I was really getting into it, and it just was really, really started to make sense. And I found this guy. I asked him to sponsor me. And I got to tell you, even though I had questions about, you know, the way I should do my food and, you know, weigh and measure and all this stuff, I don't know. I guess I heard all the messages at the meetings that said, you know, yeah, I know all the answers. I knew all the answers all the way up to 400 pounds. I'll keep my mouth shut and take his direction and see where it takes me, you know. And I did go home with my food plan, and my wife looked at it and laughed and said, oh, yeah, you'll stick to that. You know, it's being very sarcastic. She goes, I know how much you like food, you know. And, it's been a little over 6 years. I've lost 215 pounds. I lost all my weight in 1 year. I've had it off now for for over 5 years, and it's been unbelievable, unbelievable. I said I didn't believe in God when I came in. I have a higher power today. I believe in God. I know I didn't do this alone. I have hope. You know, every day gets better and better and better, and that's not like, you know, I'm not dressing it up either. It's the absolute truth. No day is perfect. You know, life goes on. I have two teenagers, and they give me a run for my money, and things happen. But it's all right. I mean, it's don't eat no matter what, no matter what, don't eat. You know, eating's not going to make it better. And I thought about it, like, you know, geez, you know, to get something to drink, do some drugs, get to eat. Oh, I could numb myself and forget about all these problems. But they'd still be there when I sobered up, and I'd be 400 pounds again. I just know that this works. It's the only thing that's ever worked for me. And it's absolutely there's no magic involved, but it's an absolute miracle. And it's just one day at a time. And I plan on keep coming. So thank you.